This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think for a second about all the times that voice is a key part of your experience in this economy. Smart speakers, sure, those are the easy ones. Buying stuff, ordering online using them, right? Also, though, cars more and more. Restaurant drive-thrus, retail checkout kiosks. And you know what that is, right? That is a business opportunity. Companies and brands want to make sure they're represented with their own voices. And as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, that is a growing market.
As a voice actor, Bev Standing has done a lot of different jobs. Commercials, explainer videos, anthropomorphized plants.
I'm an animated plant troll in the Phipps Conservatory in Pittsburgh. You have to answer 3 questions before you can pass.
In that case, Standing knew how her voice was being used, as she has with every other job she's done. Then, in late 2020, she realized her voice was being used for something she hadn't approved.
A friend of mine, a colleague, sent me a TikTok video and said, "This is your voice, right?"
Then Standing's kids started sending her TikTok videos, too.
And I'm going, yeah, that's absolutely my voice. And I was the original text-to-speech voice on TikTok, unbeknownst to me.
Standing had recorded 10,000 sentences for a translation program.
Every sentence I said had to sound like this.
TikTok got a hold of those recordings and used them so people could enter text and have it said aloud on the platform. Standing filed a complaint with ByteDance, which owns TikTok. The company settled, and her voice is no longer on the app. But the whole experience made her want more control.
AI voices are here to stay. However, I believe that the voice actor has to have some say in what their voice is being used for.
Standing got connected to a startup called Vocal ID. It's a kind of marketplace for voice talent that lets an actor give the okay before their voice can be used in a particular project. It's run by Rupal Patel, a professor of communication sciences at Northeastern. It spun out of her work to give people who couldn't speak anymore distinct voices. She says it's also meant to help voice actors compete with the automated voices already out there.
Could they do something that right now that job is actually going to an Alexa or a Siri to just have an automated voice produce it, right?
Clients pay a subscription to Vocal ID. $44 a month gets them access to 2 voices. They can pay more for more options. Once on the platform, they can try different voices out. Say, for example, and I'm not necessarily advocating for this, Marketplace wanted to use different voices for its reporters. Just enter some text, generate a voice reading it, and...
I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
That's Bev Standing's voice on the platform. There are faders that will let you change the voice, slow down the tempo, raise or lower the pitch, or add a quality like excited. Here's that same voice, slower and more excited.
I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Lots of companies are experimenting with these kinds of voice signatures and figuring out what kind of qualities they should have.
A human voice may have only certain attributes. Your voice has certain attributes and my voice has certain attributes.
Sunil Gupta researches digital strategy as a professor at Harvard Business School.
But if I want a combination of different things that you and I offer, well, how do I get that into my voice signature? And I think that's where the AI will help you.
Gupta says there's growing demand for AI voices beyond Siri and Alexa, which many people recognize now.
So if I'm Mercedes, I certainly don't want to hear the Alexa voice in my car, which reminds people of a completely different brand than who I am.
There are lots of companies that want to sell this service to car makers or anyone else who wants a bespoke voice. In fact, Amazon, which sold us Alexa, will create new voices. So will NVIDIA, as well as startups like Vocal ID. As interest grows, actors are trying to make sure they stay in the mix by providing more options. Bev Standing, who's Canadian, just created a second voice for Vocal ID. She describes it as a kind of transatlantic accent that has roots in the way her mom, who is British, spoke.
It's not an accent that sits any town or city in England, but I think you're from England. Every once in a while, I'd blow a word.
Standing says her work in AI is still a tiny fraction of everything she does.
I hope it stays as a small percentage. I don't want to see the voiceover industry, you know, stop using real people.
But Standing says it's nice to have her AI voice working for her while she is busy doing other things.
I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.